AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great, get this, first weekend of October?
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes.
Flies when you're having fun.
No, it does. It does. And I tell you what, we are having fun. Hunting seasons are opening. We've got bow hunters in the field going after whitetail deer.
And pigs.
And pigs. And maybe some exotics.
There you go.
We start our annual waltz across Texas with Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders. We're going to be visiting with all eight of our district leaders over the next 4 weeks. We're going to start things off with Roger Wolf, our new district leader, who is out of the Tyler office. And then longtime veteran district leader David Forrester out of LaGrange will be checking in to see any updates, any changes, plus some additional insights to what is written in the current October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal.
Okie doke.
So we'll be doing that. We've got some news headed your way. Interesting news. It's funny how things change.
Plus, while they remain the same,
yes. Plus, we've got the outdoor report, and we're certainly going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So, y'all remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gauge steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
And let me fling this in. I know it's on the side, but we're talking about our waltz across Texas as we're doing with our district leaders.
Right.
Have you seen the PBS special Country Music?
No.
And as much as you love music, yeah. I'm surprised. Fantastic.
Really?
Ken Burns.
Okay.
And it'll take years. I mean, it's like, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them at 2 hours a pop.
Right.
Oh, my God, in depth. And I've been, you know.
On PBS.
I've been around it all my life. Yeah, sure. But it's just amazing.
Wow.
The in-depth and a whole bunch of, I didn't know that, you know, kind
right.
of thing. Really,
right.
really amazing.
I'll have to check
yeah.
that out. Okay.
Really, really fabulous.
Outstanding.
Country music.
There you go. Okay. Interesting, isn't it, about what's making headlines in the news?
Yeah, that's why I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, just a few weeks ago, it was all about gun control.
Yep.
We're going to take your guns. We're
yep.
going to do this.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed that there's not a lot of conversation about gun control now that they're...
Impeaching?
Trying to impeach.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it'll be back.
Oh, you're right.
Be afraid, friends. Be very afraid.
Absolutely. But
yeah, Beto ain't going to just take your AR-15 and your AK-47.
The one that Sheila Jackson Lee says weighs, you know, like 10 boxes of if you're moving and shoots 50 caliber, you know, rounds. Okay. Got to question everything.
Yeah.
This day and age. Saw something that is really kind of interesting. You remember
online, you mean?
Well, yeah.
Right. Yeah, of course.
It was published, you know, and it's a study. But remember when eggs, you weren't supposed to eat the yolk?
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and beef is really good for you. It's just raising cattle is not good for the ozone.
Well, here's something that's interesting. And this is a new study that's come out that's got everybody, you know, both sides, you know, going after
yeah.
each other. I was trying to find a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
But eat less red meat, scientists say now. Some believe that was bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Public health officials for years have urged Americans to limit consumption of red meat and processed meats because of concern that the foods are linked to heart disease, cancer, and other ills. But this past Monday, in a remarkable turnaround, an international collaboration of researchers produced a series of analysts concluding that the advice, a bedrock of almost all dietary guidelines, is not backed by good scientific evidence.
There we go.
Huh?
Kind of like gun control.
Yeah. if there are health benefits from eating less beef and pork, they are small, the researchers concluded. Indeed, the advantages are so faint that they can be discerned only when looking at large populations, the scientists said, and are not sufficient to tell individuals to change their meat-eating habits. Well, already... this report has been met with fierce criticism mm-hmm. by public health researchers, you know, American Heart, American Cancer, Harvard T.H. Chan, School of Public Health, and others. But the new reports are based on 3 years of work by a group of 14 researchers in 7 countries, along with 3 community representatives directed by Dr. Johnson. The investigators report no conflict of interest and did the studies without outside funding.
Ah.
Okay, interesting. And the 3 reviews, the group looked at studies asking whether eating red meat or processed meat affected the risk of cardiovascular disease or cancer. To assess deaths from the cause, the group reviewed 61 articles reported on 55 populations with more than 4 million participants.
Okay.
This is not a random sampling.
That's a pretty good sized study.
Yeah. They also looked at randomized trials linking red meat to cancer and heart disease. Nutrition
good
studies
news for some.
Yeah, nutrition. Well, you know what? I mean, those of us that hunt,
mm-hmm.
still, you know, if you want to limit your fat intake, venison.
Oh, sure. But now,
buffalo.
Okay, now, let me throw this in.
Okay.
And I know I have to look it up because somebody go, Harold, you're wrong. I don't know. You know, the keto diet. I got a buddy of mine that's on a keto diet. I said,
sure.
What's that? He said, you know, a lot of protein, a lot of protein.
Right.
You know, and fat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I said, what's your main meat? He said, bacon.
Yeah.
I said, really?
Yeah.
Now, I probably should research that, but it sounds good to me. Because Atkins diet was meat, and more meat.
Hey, actually, when I get focused and when I've had most success on losing weight, it has been on an Atkins diet.
And one of Atkins' great suggestions, and I interviewed him a couple of times. I forgot. I found in my barn these autographed books that I had of his back
right.
when I had my talk show
right.
on Metro Media. His favorite snack was cracklings.
Sure. Pork rinds are great.
Mine too, you know.
You know, throw in a little bit of a sour cream based, say onion dip.
Yeah. You know what's great?
What?
And I had this in one of the chicest restaurants in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cracklins and Steen's syrup.
Really?
Dip the cracklins in the Steen's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Only thing about cracklins is, you know, if you eat it and you're not continuing to drink, you know, after a while it kind of seems like it coats your throat.
Oh, no, I drink when I eat my cracklins.
Alcohol helps wash it down. Adult beverage.
That's right, yes. Right.
Okay, hey, here in the Lone Star State, we do have some outdoor news. Texas Parks and Wildlife reminds hunters throughout the state to properly dispose of carcasses from harvested deer to help prevent the spread of infectious disease in deer.
What's a properly dispose?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
This is particularly important for those taking inside the Trans-Pecos, South Central, and Panhandle chronic waste and disease containment and surveillance areas. Biggest thing, Alan Kane, our buddy, says because many hunters process their own deer, they are key players in preventing environmental contamination or minimizing the spread of the disease. Deer can become infected in CWD if they come in contact with other infected deer or environmentally contaminated with CWD prions. And that's the thing about the, you know, the study of CWD as it stands now, is the prions, you know, because they just don't go away. CWD prions are found throughout the body of an infected deer. They're known to accumulate in the brain, spinal cord, eyes, spleen, and lymph nodes. We recommend the CWD containment be in surveillance zones to have their deer quartered in the field and leave all inedible parts at the site of harvest, or preferably dispose of it in a landfill or bury at site of harvest if possible. Proper disposal of carcass parts is good practice anywhere in the state, but especially critical in CWD. And let's see. You want to avoid cutting through bones, spine, or brain when processing deer carcasses. If processing harvested deer in camp at home, place carcass parts in trash bags and promptly dispose them through a trash service or landfill. Safe parts to transport, quarter or other portions of meat with no part of the spine or head attached. Hide your capes from all with all excess tissue has been removed. Antlers, including antler attached to skull plates or skulls, cleaned of all muscle and brain tissue, and finished taxidermy process. Now, I know many of you out there going, well, what if I get a trophy and I want to, you know, take it back to a taxidermist? You can get a waiver, you know, to take it out of the containment area, but you have to contact Texas Parks and Wildlife at one of their check stations, okay? So CWD comes with some extra responsibilities.
Okay. A real quick thing here. NRA is declaring a victory over San Francisco this week. Mayor London Breed, formally disavowed key provisions of a municipal resolution that signaled the blacklisting of contractors linked to the Second Amendment advocacy group. Their board of supervisors, they're a lovely bunch, had declared that the NRA was a domestic terrorist organization. Not surprised, of course, the NRA sued their pants off, and they won in federal court.
Outstanding. So, does it say what the restitution was?
No.
No. Okay.
I think it's just that they struck it down. They struck the ordinance down.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. Yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Now we're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by
who?
Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Blast and Cast is coming upon us very quickly. You need to make your reservations. World-class hunting for waterfowl in unpressured environment. Also, fall fishing is cool.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, light angler pressure, fresh fall breezes, and hungry game fish await those to challenge your skills. For booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday is a good day. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are a trio of best days. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday are a trio of good ones. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from late morning until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. This Saturday, October the 5th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. By next Sunday, October the 13th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend and on Monday, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday through next Sunday are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. That's it. I'm sorry.
That is it. That takes us to the end of the week.
Right down to the end of the page. There we go.
All right. Very good. All right. Heading to the coast, where Calcasieu, redfish are showing up and good activity on the south end of Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, or around the weirs. On Sabine Lake, the waters west of the lake, including the ship channel, are still cloudy, but most of Sabine is still clear in the north and the south. The Golden Croaker continue to make their annual run. West Galveston Bay, trout and reds remain good on both shell and around the marsh on croaker and live shrimp. Flounder activity is increasing around the marsh openings on soft plastics. Texas City, excellent bull redfish catches are coming from the Texas City Dike. Freeport, redfish are excellent in Cold Pass. Bastrop and Christmas Bay, special speckled trout are good in the intercoastal waterway. East Matagorda, spotted sea trout are good on topwaters, and redfish are good on live shrimp. West Matagorda, trout are good on soft plastics. Port O'Connor, Spanish mackerel, very good on sardines or cut bait. Mahi-mahi offshore are good on squid or live cigar minnows. Port Aransas, amberjack continue to be excellent on squid and cigar minnows. Mahi-mahi excellent on squid along with cigar minnows. Baffin Bay, high tides have helped speckled trout fishing in deeper grassy areas. Redfish are schooling and feeding aggressively behind large schools of mullet on the flats. Port Mansfield, trout are good on the flats using gulp under a popping cork. Reds have been good on Kelly Wiggler paddle tails. South Padre, very high tide. Speckled trout are good in deeper grassy areas on lures. Redfish are schooling and feeding behind large schools of mullet. Port Isabel wraps things up. Mahi are being caught on squid and live cigar minnows. And amberjack are good on squid, black drum, and spotted sea trout have improved to a good rating.
Okay, let's head to East Texas. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good on topwater baits in 10 to 20 feet of water early. Plastic worms and spinnerbaits in deeper water mid-morning to afternoons. Conroe. Largemouth bass are good on topwater poppers and buzz baits early and late. Catfish are good on baited areas in 8 to 25 feet of water. Fork. White and yellow bass are good on Alabama rigs. Catfish are good on prepared bait and cut bait. Livingston. Striped bass are good on spoons, rattle traps, normally in deep open water. Big Sam Rayburn. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Catfish are good with live bait and cut bait. Toledo Bend. Sunfish are good on pellets, crickets, and jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on live bait and stinky bait. Right, Patman? Largemouth bass are good with jigs, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and plastic worms. Catfish are good on cut bait, live bait, and stink bait. Athens? All cats are good on cut bait and stink bait. Sunfish are good on earthworms around vegetation. Bass Drop? Largemouth bass are excellent on Texas rig plastic worms and Carolina rigs. Bass appear to be schooled along the edge of the vegetation and on creek beds with significant drop-offs. Belton, largemouth bass are good on stick baits, chuggers, buzz baits, crank baits, and plastic worms. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms and crank baits near the creeks. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigs around the dam. Tewakini, largemouth bass are good on topwater tackle in the mornings and evenings. For midday fishing, use spinners, worms, and crankbait. White bass and hybrids are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs. Texoma, largemouth bass are good on morning topwaters. Texas rig worms, deep diving crankbaits around channels. Striped bass are good on slabs, jigs, plastic shad, and live shad. Whitney, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms and crankbaits in 12 feet of water or less. Catfish are good on live shad, stink bait, and cut bait. Tyler, catfish are good on all stink bait and live baits below a cork. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with rattle traps, following schools of bait fish with birds on the surface.
There you go, out to South Texas, down Del Rio way, where largemouth bass are good on most tackle, topwater tackle, and Carolina or Texas rig plastic worms near rocky edges or vegetation. Coletta Creek, channel and blue catfish are good on live perch. Choke Canyon, all catfish are good on larger live and cut bait. Falcon, catfish are good on all live bait and stink bait. Texana, largemouth bass are good on most reel bait, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, jigs, and Texas rig soft plastics. Brownwood, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, jigs, spinnerbaits, and topwater. White bass are excellent on slabs and have been best at night under the lights. Allen Henry, largemouth bass are good on rigged worms, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits. Early in the morning, buzzbaits have been good.
Heading to the hill country, Lake Austin, largemouth bass are excellent on Carolina rigs and white spinners and grass beds along the shoreline. Sunfish are good on weighted jigs, cut worms, and corn. Buckhannon, largemouth bass are good on jigs and plastic worms at all depths, depending on location. White bass are good on twisted tail jigs, small crankbaits, and topwaters in the early morning. Black bass are good early morning with topwater bites on buzzbaits or spooner bait in 12 to 15 feet of water. Channel cats have been good on stink bait. Yellow blue cats good on live bait or stink bait. Canyon. The upper part of the lake is where the catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait for channel and blue cats, and live bait has been working for the flatheads. LBJ, crappie are good on weighted jigs and minnows with structure. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Flathead catfish are good on live bait. Travis, crappie are good on minnows and weighted light-colored jigs. Waco, crappie are good on minnows and weighted light-colored jigs in deep brush piles.
All right, on the hunting scene, the north zone dove season continues through November 12. The central zone dove season continues through November 7. These are first splits, folks. South zone dove season continues through November 3rd. August 31st of 2020 is the south zone javelina season and the other open counties for squirrel. Closing this weekend, the pronghorn antelope season, that's by permit only. And then through November 1, the fall archery only season for Rio Grande turkey, white-tailed deer, and mule deer. So,
yes.
Have you been to El Rancho Gun? Or
yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
On or off-road?
On? Yeah. Tiny off, little tiny off.
Oh, okay.
But not much. None of it's too deep. No, it's small. It's compact, but it's an SUV. The 2019 Chevy Equinox front-wheel drive LT 2.0 turbo. And front-wheel drives are cool, though. You know, you can get a lot of places front-wheel. Pulling. Mm-hmm. Pulling works real well.
Right.
And this thing is, you know, it's a miracle. You know, small on the outside, big on the inside. It's got their turbocharged four-banger, but not 252 horsepower, 260 pound-feet of torque. It'll tow 3,500 pounds. Mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission. All the safety equipment you'd want. Anti-lock brake system, Stabilitrack, stability control. The airbags that are required anyway. Keyless open and keyless start is cool. 18-inch aluminum wheels that look kind of neat. Inside, a premium cloth seat trim on this one. adjustable driver, 8-way power with 2-way power lumbar, which is great on a long, long drive. They have the OnStar service with these, a 4-gig Wi-Fi hotspot inside. Their confidence and convenience package was added to this, so you get the leather wrap, shift lever, rear lift gate is power activated, remote vehicle start. Driver and front passenger heated seats, dual zone AC, the universal home remote, a lot of little leather touches, rear cross traffic alert, rear park assist, power adjustable heated outside mirrors, their infotainment package with 8-inch color screen and that infotainment with nav. Very well equipped. It's a neat little vehicle. And maybe just right for a lot of folks. It's kind of cool. You're getting 22 miles per gallon in the city, 29 on the highway. A lot of 5-star ratings. Base is 29. This one was tricked out about as much as you could do to it for 33. So check the thing out. The 2019 Chevy Equinox front-wheel drive LT 2.0 four-banger turbo. Their neat little compact SUV.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start our annual Waltz Across Texas. We're heading to Tyler, where new district leader Roger Wolf is on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and we want to welcome a new sponsor.
Oh, who?
Fortified Cottonseed. It's a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several years. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demand for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. Folks, right now, have cottonseed available. We know there's some natural forage out there, but once a deer take to this, it really will help them not only through the rut, but also post-rut.
Mm-hmm.
Have it available throughout the year to help when does drop fawns and in the production of milk. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Speaking of someone new, we welcome a new district leader to the Tyler office. David Slavosky has gone to Austin and is working with Clayton Wolf, the Wildlife Division Director. And Roger Wolf is come from Kansas and picking up the reins. Roger, I kind of thought of you when we first visited, of watching the John Wayne movie Hondo, when the young boy was fishing.
Yeah.
And the young boy said he didn't fish. So John Wayne picks him up and throws him in the water and says, just grab a handful of water and keep pulling it back to you. You were kind of thrown in right in the middle, and have you caught up yet, or are you still catching up?
Well, I'm working my way through that. How's that sound? I'm not sure I'm caught up, but I'm trying.
Roger, this is Harold. When did you come on board with Texas Parks and Wildlife?
1st of July.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, and we talked for the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal in August, and Roger was definitely scrambling trying to get with all of his folks and his team. First off, congratulations on the new position. Welcome to Texas. Look forward to working with you. As you've done your review coming out of last hunting season over the spring, your team, what shape was your district in? What kind of range did we get?
Well, you know, I think pretty much district-wide, I would say what came out of the spring was very wet. You know, it was a lot of water up in this part of the world. Over the winter and into the spring, obviously, the spigot turned off about the time I moved here. I don't claim any holding on to that spigot, but it certainly changed since I've been here.
Right, right. Well, so antler growth should have gotten off to a good start, and think there would be plenty of cover for fawn survival. Would that be true?
Yes, I would. You know, there's a lot of cover. You know that. Those rains lasted, you know, far enough into the spring and summer season. There's a lot of cover out there, so kind of the prevailing attitude is we have good fawn production and fawn survival this year.
Tropical storm Imelda that came in and hit southeast Texas really didn't get far enough north to have any major impact for you, did it?
No, you know, some of the far southeast part of the district picked up, you know, 3 to 5 inches of rain, but, you know, much of the northern part and the western part really received very little or, you know, less than an inch. So I would say overall minimal impact at all.
Yeah, Roger, I'm looking at what's in the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, where you were quoted talking about the district biologists were pleased with the antler restrictions and their impact. Can you kind of set that up for us?
Well, you know, and this is Scott. Like I said, I'm kind of new, but you know, visiting with the biologists, they feel like there's been a response to that restriction. It keeps more of those 2 and 3 year old deer out on the landscape, so they can be 4 and 5 year old, they seem the biologists feel like there's been a real positive response to the antler restriction.
All right, back to rainfall and waterfowl coming in. Of course, we got our wood ducks and mallards coming in. What are the creeks and sloughs? We've got some water and some groceries for waterfowl coming in for ducks, right?
Right. You know, and as odd as it may seem to some people, but you know that early rain may have a little bit of a negative impact on waterfowl habitat. It's kind of, we kind of would like to almost see it the opposite, where you're a little dry, so you have exposed mud flats and exposed shoreline, so you get, you know, smart weed and sedges, those waterfowl food coming up, and then you get water to, you know, to fill the wetlands and the marshes and ponds to kind of fill back into that. So you got both cover and food for ducks and waterfowl and for hunting in general. So you might see some impact, especially, you know, we've been dry over the last couple, 3 months. So, you know, you might see more of an exposed perimeter around some of your traditional places you hunt, just because that water was high early, and so we didn't get that vegetation, and now it's slowly gone down and exposed those perimeters.
Gotcha. Okay, final thing before we run out of time. Eastern turkey have been a challenge. We know that new co-ops meeting the 10,000 acre minimum, but this year, given conditions, Did we have a good pole tatch with survival?
I've heard positive response. You know, we are just in the middle of collecting some stuff. You know, obviously when we get the, you know, deer hunters out on the landscape here and you start seeing trail cams and things. So we're starting to collect some data over the next couple, 3 weeks that will kind of reinforce that. But it appears that we had good production where we have birds, and you know, we continue to target places where we want to reintroduce some birds in the district. So we're looking forward to trying to enhance the opportunities for turkey hunting in the district.
Outstanding. We appreciate the update. Our first guest, Roger Wolf, district leader from Tyler, Texas. From Tyler, we're heading to LaGrange to visit with David Forrester right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Ricky Fronson, and I run a cow-calf operation. It's a tough business, but it's a good business to raise a family. There's nothing better. About 17, 18 years ago, started leasing this place from the owners and been running cattle on it ever since. And they started selling part of it off and come to the last piece, and I ended up with it. Been with Capital Farm Credit since 2012. It's a good feeling to know that someone's got your back.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
Cool.
All right. We are back, and
we were talking about cottonseed.
We were talking about cottonseed. Cottonseed craze has gone crazy, yeah. Absolutely. And talking about our new sponsor, Fortified Cottonseed at FortifiedCottonseed.com. Veteran, yes, he's one of the long beards, you know, one of the gray beards now, our buddy David Forrester from LaGrange. David, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thanks.
Yeah, David, this hair, that was a nice introduction, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And how
called old?
And how old is he? Anyway.
Oh, listen. You know, your district has been a leader with the antler restrictions that has now gone over a large portion of the state. They're even trying to use that on mule deer in one county. You've been challenged with heavy rains at different times. Let me catch up with you on something new, and that's the harvest right off the bat in 21 counties, with many of them being in your district. What do hunters need to do there? Tell us about that.
Well, okay, so what we did is we implemented a four-day doe season at Thanksgiving. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That'll be the first time in, 30 years that, or 25 years that we've had a doe season here in this district. And so that's the first new thing. But along with that, we also implemented mandatory harvest of antlerless deer if you harvest the deer off your hunting license. And so this affects archery hunters, you know, that are hunting off their hunting license. This doesn't affect cooperators that are harvesting deer using their MLD permits. Okay, they already have to report their harvest at the end of the season.
Okay.
But anyway, there's two ways that you can report the harvest. There's a My Texas Hunt Harvest app that you can download, and you can get that on the Texas Parks Wildlife Department website. And then you can also record your harvest on the computer at tpwd.texas.gov/myhunt.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Talking about rains, let's shift to conditions, because you got the Colorado and you got the Brazos River running through a good portion of your district. That's had some impact recently. Were you all impacted by Imelda to any degree?
No, we didn't get most everything was Houston and east of Houston.
Right.
There.
All right. Well, with the rains, you said that there's been some changes because when those rivers flooded their river bottoms, a lot of critters were pushed out and not only temporarily relocated, but they became permanent residents, right?
Well, I think that could be. I think obviously as those river bottoms, I mean now those river bottoms have dried up. I think a lot of that flooding created some disturbances that would that could foster some good native vegetation when it start, you know, as it starts coming back. And obviously I think those animals that might have been displaced will, you know, some of them will come back. But yeah, some of the displaced animals probably hanging around and staying wherever they got displaced to.
Sure.
You know, obviously we've turned off dry here, I guess back in, you know, we had a wet winter and spring in most of the district, but we turned off dry here about July the 4th, 1st of July, and we've been extremely dry since then. And we don't, you know, it doesn't look like we got a lot of rain in the forecast here for the next week or two anyhow. So I'm looking at, you know, habitat conditions are pretty good for most of the district, really, but again, we're getting dry, and if we stay like this, I think, you know, deer will be coming to feeders, and whenever we get dry, hot conditions during hunting season, normally our harvest will go up.
All right.
Yeah, David, let's jump over to feathers real quick. How are y'all doing in your area with turkeys?
Yeah, turkeys are, we're doing okay. We're getting reports of turkeys, you know, in areas that we hadn't gotten reports before. But we did a research project here in the district the last couple of years, and our nest success and production was not very good. One of those years, I guess year before last, we had really wet conditions during the nesting season. But now this last year, we should have had, you know, a little better nesting conditions. But we still have very low production. And from what I can gather from the turkey experts and the turkey geeks is that's kind of normal for these guys, for turkey, is you'll go through several years of not very good production, then you'll have one really big boom year. And, of course, turkeys are a little longer-lived birds than, say, quail or something like that, so they can withstand those, you know, those low production years.
When we visited for the report in the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, you know, we talk about turkey every year, and you've talked about the struggles that the district has had because it's right in the transition where Eastern and Rio's meet. But you threw a new wrinkle about the department looking at bringing in some hybrids, some Rio Eastern cross from Kansas that may handle that transition zone better. Is that right?
Yeah, I think they're looking at that as a possibility and seeing how those birds do, and also how the Rio. I mean, they've got Rios and Easterns in those areas too, so they would be doing some crossing also.
Well, that's interesting. Is that an ongoing study? Is it a test? How is that set up for the department?
That's an ongoing project.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Before we get away from the natural forage, what shape is your mast crop? Have you heard from the field from any of your team or hunters yet?
We got a few acorns out there, but it's not going to be a bumper crop of acorns. Obviously, we had a really good acorn crop last year. And, you know, normally you don't get those back-to-back, and but there are a few acorns dropping right now.
Okay. You mentioned quail, and most of your quail country in your district is down in the southern part, Jackson, Lavaca, Matagorda?
Correct. Coastal prairie country, yes, sir.
What shape is the quail population on surveys y'all have done there?
Yeah, the surveys were down a little bit this year. You know, actually, our highest quail surveys were back when we were in the drought down in that country.
Wow, okay.
But if you think about it, that to me, right, it makes sense. A lot of that coastal prairie country or more wetland-type, you know, country, and when it gets really wet, it's more duck habitat than it is quail habitat.
Right, right.
And, but But I would think, you know, with this dry, the dry conditions that we've had here, we probably had some late hatching. But yeah, our overall numbers have been down a little bit from when we were really dry a few years ago.
You mentioned waterfowl, ducks, geese, prairies and all. Of course, a lot of pumping sometimes takes place. Sometimes we get the benefit of Mother Nature, you know, helping flood some areas. Any assessment as to what the coastal prairies looking like for waterfowl?
Yeah, I'm not a big duck expert, but Nudo reports the teal season. It was pretty spotty down there, and there were some people that were having to really hunt hard. But I think conditions are in pretty good shape down there, so I'm thinking that the upcoming waterfowl season should be pretty decent.
Yeah, my final quickie, David, pigs.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Okay.
That's the big question that we get all the time. What are we going to do? And of course, you know, pigs are a feral. They're considered an exotic, and you know, feral hogs, and they really don't fall under Parks and Wildlife purview because of that. They're not a native species.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't regulate them in any way. Really, we you can take them by any means. And as a matter of fact, they just passed a law where you don't even have to have a hunting license, or a landowner doesn't have to have a hunting license to take feral hogs.
So go get some.
There you go.
Yeah, so get after it. The problem with feral hogs, obviously, is when you start putting pressure on them, they'll move. And so you really need to have some sort of a landscape-level approach to it.
All right, very good. Listen, we're out of time. David Forrester, District Leader from LaGrange, we appreciate you joining us on Texas Outdoor News.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
Friends, we'll be back with more right after this.
At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them and the remarkably efficient Jeep Cherokee. While others see the weather as a foe, you'll see it as a friend in Jeep Compass, with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll find yourself right where you want to be, with nothing, not even a roof, standing between you and the weather, with the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry in to Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup. Jeep. When it rains, we shine. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the outdoor calendar. Go, Harold.
Boy, October 8th is going to be busy. Ducks Unlimited, 39th annual Grapevine chapter in Taylor. Their event also, these are all on the 8th. Rio Grande chapter in Mercedes. And the West Bowie chapter in DeKalb and the Sabine chapter in Orange. Just go to ducks.org. Check out all those great events and go to them in your new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
So many events out there, friends. As I mentioned, the 8th, also the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, all these duck organizations, Ducks Unlimited. Check it out. Again, their website, ducks.org. And, of course, check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com, a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations. And remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. What's next week?
More Waltz Across Texas. Two more district leaders as we continue week two of a four-week interview set.
Telling it like it is.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Boots on the ground, friends. That's where it's at. Again, do check again on the website, texasoutdoornews.com. Also, like us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Listen to us on YouTube. All the stuff is right there for you. Just let your fingers do the walking. And again, be safe out there. Join us next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.